Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks, John Carlson. Good luck to you in the Capitals tonight. Toby just told you, late night Caps out west. Going to be a tough road trip for the boys. Three in a row in California. The show's brought to you by the law firm Condori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family. They're great to the show. They're taking us on the road to Minnesota this weekend. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount on any work they do for you. kmlawyers.com. Did you see that Lavernius Coles of Washington Redskins fame caught 82 and 90 balls back in 03 and 04, went for 1,200 and 950 yards in back-to-back years before being traded to the Jets straight up for Santana Moss, is now a cop.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean Officer Coles?
47-year-old Lavernius Coles, who played in the NFL from 2000 to 2009, and I didn't look this up, but made millions, presumably, in that era.
Sure, he did fine.
What he did. Is a police officer in Jacksonville, former NFL Pro Bowler. That's a really, really cool story.
I hadn't seen a word about it. And then for whatever reason, all of a sudden in every little social media outlet and channel and platform, whether it was Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, within 2 hours, I saw it 10 times.
Well, there was a feature story written on him.
That must have been what it was.
Nationally today that came out, and that's how people found out about it.
Pretty wild. I love stuff like that. Like, remember for like 5 minutes where Shaq was like a marshal? Like a U.S. Marshal or like a local law enforcement guy. And then like he's like, no, I'll just go back to running Papa John's and movie theaters and stuff like that, making all the money.
So I could be wrong, but the Shaq one, like I think he did it to some extent, but it was a little bit of a gimmick.
Yeah.
I think this guy, Lavernius
Coles. This is a constable on patrol.
He is a full-time police officer is what's happening at 47 years old. Just decided I could very easily continue to live my life, I'll be in service to the community. Why not? All right, let's spin you around the league out of week 13 with our fastest 16 minutes. We will start you off in the NFC North. Go back to Thanksgiving Thursday. The Packers got a much-needed win over the Lions, 31-24. The game really didn't feel this close. Green Bay led by 10 points going into the fourth quarter. And Detroit Lions, while they were competitive for the most part, just didn't feel like they were in this thing for much of the game. Jordan Love throws for 4 touchdowns on 234 yards. Josh Jacobs returned, ran for 83 yards for Green Bay. Micah Parsons had 2.5 sacks and 8 tackles in a dominant effort, one of the highest pressure totals in a single game in the NFL over the last couple of years. Christian Watson has come back healthy finally, the speedy receiver for Green Bay. He went for 80 yards in this touchdown, a 51-yard strike for him in this game.
Love, looked up, going deep. Christian Watson down there. He's got it! Touchdown, Packers!
Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on Fox working on the holiday. The Packers are 8-3-1. They are currently a playoff team. They are a half game back of the Chicago Bears, and they are ahead of the Lions, who currently are in third place and on the outside looking in. in the NFC postseason picture.
Two big notes from this one. Dontayvion Wicks had the game of the season for him. 6 receptions, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns for Green Bay.
How about the catch he made to win the game, losing his cleat before he went up the ladder?
That was pretty good, if you like that sort of thing. Yeah. Amon-Ra St. Brown injured very early in this one for Detroit and hasn't practiced either Monday or Tuesday. They got a quick turnaround, remember. They got to play Dallas on Thursday this week. They were just a playmaker away, like in this one, it looked like. So Green Bay was able to load up on Jahmyr Gibbs, didn't have any of those home runs, 68 yards on the ground despite only 20 carries. They got the ball to Jameson Williams, with 144 yards and a touchdown, and this one a couple explosives in his own right. But when they don't have all their weapons, all of a sudden they look way more human. You took Amon-Ra St. Brown away, and you shoved it on Gibbs. They were willing to let other people beat them, and they couldn't. Green Bay won.
They're without Sam Laporta. As you mentioned, St. Brown's not playing in this game this week against Dallas. Their O-line is banged up as well. They're putting a lot on Jared Goff's plate right now to be great. And he's going to need to ball out against Dallas if they've got any chance to beat the Cowboys. All right, let's go to Dallas and to the Cowboys, who are going to be hosting a second straight Thursday game. The Chiefs went to Dallas on Thanksgiving and lost despite 4 passing touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott threw a pair of touchdowns in this game. CeeDee Lamb goes for 112 on 7 catches. George Pickens, another huge game. 13 targets, 6 grabs, 88 yards. The Cowboys had 457 yards of offense, 7 yards per play. Dallas is the best offense in the NFL right now.
Different situations that come up to make it a 7-point lead. Prescott, second and third options. He's looking, has to release it, and it's caught! It's Pickens who got him most of the way there.
Chiefs fall to 6-6. They've got to win out. They don't have a single tie-breaking metric that looks good for them in the wild card. So they're going to have to go 11-6 to get in, which means 5 straight wins. They've got a huge one coming up against the Houston Texans this week. The Texans are the first team out. The Chiefs are the third team out. Basically an elimination game, certainly for Kansas City, on Sunday against Houston.
This wasn't a fluke either. Kansas City was hanging around, going to do the Kansas City thing where they just kind of stole one at the end, but they were the second-best team here throughout this game. Dallas outgained them, outconverted on third down, outpossessed them, outrushed them, outthrew them, forced more turnovers. They only punted one time in this game. They were the better team, and they played really, really well. And Kansas City, frankly, just doesn't have enough horses. They are in trouble, as you said. They're on life support. They're not dead because they have the unkillable monster that is Pat Mahomes and that combo of he and Andy Reid, but my goodness, you just keep waiting around for them to figure it out, and they haven't yet.
The Chicago Bears on Black Friday beat up and just bullied the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly at the Link. 24-15 final for Chicago. Now 9-3. The Bears have won 7 straight games. They are 6-2 in the conference. They are the number one team right now in the NFC, and nobody schemes up a running game like Ben Johnson. They ran for 281 yards.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
7th-round pick Kyle Manungai went for 130 and a touchdown. DeAndre Swift went for 125 and a touchdown. Caleb Williams was missing throws left and right. I mean, this guy leaves a lot on the field. But 154, a touchdown, and a pick was enough for them to go 24-15 winners at the Link. Cole Kmet, the recipient of Williams' lone touchdown.
Approaching the 5-minute mark, 2nd and 8. Williams rolling, throwing, open, making the grab, touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone.
That was a good ball. Mike, Al Michaels on the call on NBC there.
You go, Al Michaels, a little bit of excitement happened. I saw it. Good for you, buddy. Good for you. You said it, though. 255 yards on the ground between Manungai and Swift. That's the story. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end. The running lanes they were going through, those cutback lanes, the entire backside of Philly's defense, this group were used to, frankly, shoving it on people and pushing them around, was they were cleaned out. These lanes were unbelievable. You, me, Darius, Ryan, Toby, Jeff Walker, J.P. Finley, anybody who works here, especially Brian Mitchell, should be a Hall of Fame running back, could have gained yards running behind that offensive line. That was a dominating, bulldozing, road-grading performance for Chicago, who you have to take off the caveats now. There's no more asterisk with them. They're good. They weren't good when they were winning games earlier than a negative point differential, right, where they're sort of playing around and they're sort of lucky with some turnovers that weren't really sustainable and an offense that was up and down. You now have to get rid of that stuff. They are good.
You see Ben Johnson ripping his shirt off post-game, too, getting all the fans in Chicago hot dogs?
I did see them.
Team ripping around.
Ben Johnson alert.
Not bad for a non-leader of men. The boys are believing. All right, let's keep it moving. We will tackle the Panthers and the Rams. Carolina, a 31-28 winner. Here was your shocker of the weekend, Danny Ruye. Carolina, 7-6. I'm going to stop betting on Panthers games. I'm just telling you now. And I may
just steer clear.
Have another Panthers game in against the spread confidence points picks. They are schizophrenic. Lost to the Bills, beat the Packers. Lost to the Saints, beat the Falcons. Lost to the Niners, beat the Rams. Every other boy, girl, you just never know what's going to show up. Bryce Young was great. 206, three touchdowns, efficient, 15 of 20 passing. This time it was not Rico Dowdle, who'd been there, bell cow. It was Chuba Hubbard who ran for 83 yards. Dowdle ran for 58. Those two guys combined for 35 carries, by the way. Matt Stafford was picked off twice, also lost a fumble. Carolina had a defensive touchdown in this game. They beat the best team in the NFL.
Four-man rush. Stafford gets brought down. That ball came out. Derek Brown the hit, and DJ won him the ball.
Adam Amin with an excellent call on Fox. Who's got a better resume of wins than Carolina? They've beaten the Rams,
yeah,
the Packers, the Cowboys. They've blown out the Falcons by 30 points. Like, they have some really, really good wins on their resume.
They certainly do. They are a pain in the butt to play against, I'll say that. But it felt like as you're watching this game, okay, yeah, the Rams had a bad moment. Oh, yeah, another bad moment. Okay, that was a fumble. But they're going to win this game, right? 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 And Carolina kept making play after play after play. That fourth down touchdown was a game changer from Young. I think that one was to either Coker or McMillan. I can't remember which. I'm getting them confused. But Chuba Hubbard had a nice little catch and scamper. They are good, this Carolina Panthers team. Sometimes. Other times, I have no idea who's going to show up. I know this. That's a blip game for the Rams. I still have them as excellent, but they're not invincible. I think they show that. That's the worst game they've played in a long time, and they still had a great chance to win it.
They lose the one seed for now because of that loss. Carolina still outside looking in. In fact, they are 10th in a field where only seven get into the playoffs. They're going to have to keep stringing wins together if they plan on making the postseason. All right, let's go Dateline Cleveland here. 49ers, Browns, start number two for Shedeur Sanders. First home start. He was okay. Threw for a 149, touchdown, no picks. For the most part, gave them a chance. But you know, they just didn't move the ball enough, didn't have enough going. They managed all of 8 points and went 3 for 11 on third down. That was the real issue. When they got into obvious passing downs, just wasn't going to work against San Francisco's defense. Brock Purdy throws a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey runs for a touchdown. George Kittle goes 4 for 67 to leave San Francisco. Juwan Jennings catches Purdy's touchdown pass. San Francisco, despite all their injuries, who's done a better job handling that kind of adversity this year than Shanahan's Niners? They are 9-4.
It's a goal to go right now from the 7. Purdy to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Grab by Juwan Jennings.
That's Kevin Harlan's music on CBS.
A player for Cleveland we should keep an eye on. M. Garrett. I think it's Miles Garrett. Had another sack in this game. He is already knocking on the door of the top 30 all time in NFL history in sacks. He's that great. He's a half sack behind Simeon Rice. By the time this year ends, he could be in the top 25 in the history of this game with years ahead of him.
Simeon Rice was a great player.
People sleep.
I think of him with Tampa Bay. He was awesome. The Texans beat the Colts. They are back in the hunt very squarely in the AFC South. They needed this win. 7-5 Houston now. Hard charging. The first team out in the playoff picture as they get ready to play the Chiefs. For Houston, that's 4 straight wins and 5 of 6. Their winning streak, including victories over Jacksonville, Tennessee, and now more recently, the last 2 weeks. How about these wins? Buffalo and Indianapolis in the AFC. They have the hottest defense in football. They're just shoving it on clubs at this point. The Colts had just 281 yards. Jonathan Taylor was held in check, 4 yards per carry. For the Texans, C.J. Stroud came back, had an interception, no touchdowns, threw for 276. Nico Collins is just a beast. 5 for 98 for him. He ran for a touchdown in this game.
Shotgun for Stroud. Fake it and then give it to Collins. Looking to turn it upfield. He will for the touchdown.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! That's the Birdman, Ian Eagle on the call.
Remember those Jets teams that went to the AFC title game a couple years in a row where Rex Ryan was eating snacks? Remember them? That's what this Houston team is kind of morphing into. That's not what you wanted to be. That's not what they thought they were going to be
Stroud's
before
Mark
the year.
Sanchez?
Yeah, he's more.
That's not a comp you want anymore.
He's not. He's not. Well, especially now. But he's not the Stroud they thought they were getting. I think early in the season, they were like, he's going to be prolific for true. You watch. We'll sling it down the field. He'll throw that old pill around. Nico Collins goes for a grand. We'll run the ball. We'll be exciting. They're not. They are ground and pound. They are Woody Marks and a cloud of dust and a nasty, mean, angry defense that is shoving it on people right now. And they are winning gross games. They're not going to blow anybody out. I don't know if they have that unless, you know, get a defensive touchdown or something like that. But they're winning a lot of 2016 kind of games as they've turned their season around. Their losses are not bad. That is a frisky pain in the butt club.
Jets improve to 3-9. They get a home win over the Falcons 27-24. Nick Folk made a 56-yard field goal at the horn to beat Atlanta. Tyrod Taylor got the start in this game. He was mostly ineffective, but 172 in a score in a win. Adonai Mitchell had 8 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown, a big 52-yard strike. The Falcons just write books every week on how to lose games.
They put clinics.
They gave up a touchdown on a muffed punt inside their own 5-yard line. They gave up a 90-yard kick return to lead to another short field. Kirk Cousins got the call, goes for 234 in a score without turning the ball over. Kyle Pitts bounced back effort. Terrible with 3 drops last week, 7 for 82 for Kyle Pitts in this game. He's going to be a free agent at year's end. And Bijan Robinson's just the man. 23 for 142 and a tutty on the ground. Goes for 51 as a receiver. Basically 200 all-purpose and a loss. Nick Folk's game winner from 56 never got like 8 feet off the ground. It was the weirdest kick ever, and it went in bottom left corner.
From the right hash, from 56 yards out, his career long is 58. And Folk's kick is good!
Kenny Albert making me feel 13 years old again on the call.
Is that a Redskins preseason game or a Jets game? Same record as Washington, by the way. The Jets now 3-9 did themselves a lot of damage in terms of finding their quarterback
of
the future.
That's crazy, by the way.
Yeah. 3-9.
Wow.
A couple of 3-9 teams going at it.
The Commanders have the same record as the Jets.
The same as the Jets.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
6th pick in the draft, and they're one game out of being second with some tie-breaking help. Think about that.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it already.
Like, we're talking worst team in the league, not named the Titans status.
Yeah, Titans are going for that number one pick. I mean, they are going hard for it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
The Cardinals were in Tampa Bay. The Bucs survive a scare, win 20-17, despite a late touchdown pass from Jacoby Brissett to Trey McBride, capping a 73-yard fourth quarter drive to make it a close game with 5 minutes to go. The Bucs hold on to win. Baker Mayfield just shy of 200 yards and a touchdown. Bucks still playing without Mike Evans, but did get Chris Godwin going, 3 for 78, as he's back in the lineup. Trey McBride is just a fantasy stalwart. Volume PPR maven, 9 target, 8 catch, 82-yard game and a touchdown. Jacoby Brissett slinging the pill. 300 yards and 2 tutties for Jacoby. Watch him work. Bucks were just better, and Bucky Irving was finally back, 17 for 61 on the ground.
On 2nd and 5, it's Bucky Irving. Got a block. Towards the goal line. In for a Tampa Bay touchdown.
Bucks are 7-5. Cardinals are 3-9. Tampa Bay is going to win the NFC South probably. I mentioned Carolina being on the outside looking in the playoff picture. Well, wild card is actually less likely. Where they need to start really focusing their attention is on the division. I mean, in the NFC South
half
right
game
now,
back.
They are one half game back, and at 7-6, they still control their own destiny. They play Tampa 2 more times. So with 2 games, that division is very much up for grabs.
Tampa just trying to tread water, I think, until, you know, they get all their weapons back. Getting Chris Godwin back was massive. Hopefully Evans is, you know, is able to return for them and they can be themselves again. But they just kind of didn't have the horses for a month as they were just getting beat up. I still think they're the best team in that division. When I've seen them at their best, they've been pretty damn good. Carolina, though, is right there on their heels, and if they're not careful, they could absolutely take over that division.
Jags all over the Titans, 25-3, a rare clean sheet for Trevor Lawrence, who went for 229 in a pair through the air. Jaguars couldn't really run the ball in this game, but didn't need to. Jacoby Myers, 90 yards and a touchdown, acquired at the trade deadline. And Brenton Strange, the big tight end, back in the end zone.
Here in Nashville. Lawrence from the gun, protected, throws towards the end zone, wide open, Strange, touchdown.
Spiro Dita's on the call on CBS. Let's keep it moving. Back to the NFC and to the Seahawks hosting the Vikings. Can I hear more about Max Brosmer, please? I mean, how many people last week were telling you they've unearthed this gem? Wait till you see this guy. I got people on Twitter like pinning tweets. You heard it here first. The world's not ready. You guys don't know what's about to happen. Well, no, I didn't.
You're right, I guess.
I did not expect four interceptions and a shutout for the first time since 07 for that Minnesota offense. Here's how bad it was. They can't wait to get J.J. McCarthy back out there this week. I mean, think about that.
He rolls. He's pressured. He's in trouble. Heaves it up. Oh, no. Ernest Jones. House call. He will take it all the way. A game-changing play from Ernest Jones.
Did you hear the Paul Allen call on
pick six?
Dad, you got to find it. We should play it later. He's just so crestfallen. He's like, he threw it to no one. He threw the ball up at no one. It's returned for a touchdown. This guy sucks. Get him off the field. I'm joking. He doesn't really say that, but that's what he's thinking.
That's in his mind, yeah.
But he's literally just so angry. I love Paul Allen.
The only thing that could stop Jackson Smith and Jigba and the train that was inevitable for 2,000 receiving yards, maybe a record in the offensive player of the year, was a garbage Minnesota team turning it over a million times. He wasn't needed. They just handed it off, and they just waited for Minnesota to give it back to them after a few minutes. Only had 23 yards, two catches for 23 in the game. It's a bummer, honestly, that Minnesota wasn't more competitive. We would have seen a lot more of 11.
26 to nothing for the Seahawks. Here we go.
It's fourth and one. Snap. Brosmer rolls out to the right. He's in trouble. He's going to throw the ball up, and it's picked off. Awful decision by Max Brosmer, and this is going to be a defensive touchdown. Seattle Seahawks. It's Ernest Jones, the fourth, with the first touchdown of his career, and Seattle has taken a 9-0 lead.
I just love Paul Allen. That was a bad blooper. You got to set that highlight to the... He's like falling down, throws it with the wrong hand. Very Wentzian, essentially. The Chargers beat the Raiders. Kind of an uninteresting game. Don't need to go too deep into this one, but it was kind of just death by paper cut for the Raiders. Chargers were better, 31-14. Justin Herbert's got broken bones in his hand. He's going to try to play through. He threw for a couple of touchdowns. This was a closer game than the score indicated, but in the end, they just kind of bled them out.
Yeah, my only note was that broken hand, and he's going to try to play through it, so we'll see if he's able to do so.
Trey Lance came in through the final pass of the game. Kamani Vidal's good.
Yeah.
The running back that has gotten a shot because their starter
is Omari Hampton.
Vidal ran for 126 on 25 carries. He's just a workhorse. Touchdown in this game. And old friend Jarrett Patterson had 50-plus yards and a touchdown.
That Jarrett Patterson, by the way.
The same one?
Yep.
The one you're thinking of. Finally, Bills, Steelers, Christian Bedford with a scoop and score for Buffalo. Pittsburgh is broken, just like the bones in Aaron Rodgers' hands. 26-7, Buffalo all over the Steelers. It was a close game, 7-3 at the half. And then the Bills just poured it on.
Rushing in that first half, he's talking about. 9 carries, 33 yards. Rodgers surrounded by Bosa. And the ball comes out. And Bedford has it. And the Bills have a scoop and scored to start the second half.
How about the 8-4 Buffalo Bills? By the way, now they're snorting.
Now somebody's singing.
Is this over the air, just in my ears? For a little while. It was just checking their.
He's like, going one. Levels. Yes.
Yep. We hear you.
So whatever you're doing, don't do that anymore.
Whoever you are very much on the air. Grant and Danny on the fan with you, and whoever is snorting behind us.
Very uncomfortable.
Well. Beltway Blitz coming your way at 4 o'clock. We've got those Leonard Skinner tickets we're giving away at 4 at that time. Next, let's go State of the Union on Terry McLaurin after a huge game. How are we feeling about the wide receiver one?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game decider. Mariota inside McLaurin. Touchdown.
That's Mike Tirico calling Terry McLaurin's what would have been a game-tying or game-winning touchdown if the Commanders could have gotten a two-point conversion moments after. Batted ball ended the game, a loss instead of a win, seven straight L's for Washington. But one of the big stories was McLaurin looking like Terry McLaurin again. 14 targets, a season high, a career high, seven catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. He scored in back-to-back games. The game he came back originally from this injury to play in was that Chiefs game where he had the awesome play in the end zone, the really nice play on the sideline where he got hurt again. But this is now two games in a row, and it's the only two games he's played since week three, frankly. So I get that that's an issue where he's done Terry things. But Danny, I find the entire relationship right now that this fan base and everybody has with McLaurin to be fascinating, because there are the diehard fans that, you know, all they care about is who's wearing burgundy and gold and are they on the field. And like every time the team's in the red zone, there's a third down, they're chanting Terry, Terry. And then there's a lot of people we hear from on the phones who have kind of decided they're keeping it moving. They don't feel the same way about him after him for the first time in his career not being team first and doing some diva stuff to try to get paid. I didn't have a problem with it. I think it's business, but a lot of people did. Now he has this great game again, and I just find the juxtaposition of it all really interesting.
This is such a fascinating case study in this sort of deal, right? Because you mentioned it. There are some who don't understand how team things work and salary cap sports work and just yell, pay him! Like as if you're supposed to go above the market and make an irresponsible contract happen because he's Terry or something, when that's not the reality. Then there are those that are going, he's selfish, he should show up to work. That's also not the reality. The truth is always kind of somewhere in between, right? We have to, you know, we try to live in a world of nuance and understanding that they're push and pull. There's always trade-offs. But the falling out of favor to some degree for a guy that was the golden child has been clear. I mean, I think that's a thing, right? Where the bloom is off the rose to some degree, especially given how disappointing this year was, and you can really trace the bad vibes, the bad juju, whatever, to that prolonged battle that went way deeper than it should have. Whoever you want to blame, the answer is yes, it's totally fine. And then his unbelievably disappointing and exasperating season, where it's one step forward, then he doesn't play for a month. And we've done that twice, and now it's over with, and here he comes back reminding you all, hey, if everything was normal and I was myself, we probably wouldn't be 3-9. See you guys later.
But see, you just said at the end what I think is most important. I think him falling out of favor while it was brought on by the summer can be undone and can be fixed so easily. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to play. That's it. If this guy's on the field, he's going to produce. And if he produces, people forgive you. It's not like he committed a crime.
Right.
It's not like he got in trouble for doing something terrible off the field. This is a really, really good guy. This is a true professional, legitimate mensch of a human being. This is a guy that does all the right things. You'll want your son to grow up to be like him. You want your daughter to date a guy like him. Like, that's what we're talking about here. A model citizen type. And has his relationship with the organization changed? Absolutely. I think his relationship with the media has changed a little bit. He's gone major stretches where he hasn't spoken this year. This is a former multi-time, you know, good guy award winner. And it, frankly, it, let's be honest, it's easier to go out and talk to the media and to be the good guy when you're going for 1,100, 1,200 yards than when you are being questioned because you're constantly hurt and you're holding out and the coverage of you is more negative. So obviously, you're not going to be quite as amicable, friendly, whatever. But this is a really, really, really good person in a situation that got sidelined. That's the way I view this. And I do think, as you've seen in the Chiefs game, and maybe more accurately in this game, he still got it. Like, he can still play. This is not someone who hit the age 30 and ran into a wall, and he's not going to play at a high level anymore. So whether it's the rest of this season, which I think is very possible, if he goes out and scores four touchdowns in these final six games and puts up, you know, an average of 85 yards a game or something, you go into the offseason with momentum, and it's a completely forgotten thing. Everybody's chanting your name as you walk out to the training camp practice field for day one of practice next year in what is frankly probably going to be his final season with the team. I think that that's where we're headed here, is that next year is the last year. But if he goes out and has a 1,100, 1,200-yard season where he just acts like Terry McLaurin every single week, I think you let bygones be bygones. Think about this like a political figure. His approval rating. His approval rating was always a 99%.
Was really high, yeah.
I think the rock bottom is of his approval rating may have been, if it was at, say, like 52% when he signed the deal, and it goes back up to 65 or 70% because a lot of people say, okay, it's business and it's in the rearview mirror. Then he gets hurt multiple times. You go into the year and Jaden Daniels doesn't have him and he regresses and the offense misses him and it regresses and the season gets off the rails and his injury is a big reason why. His approval rating probably bottomed out at like 35% or something, but it's back up around 50. And I think there have always been that loud minority that are going to chant Terry every time they have the ball in the red zone.
Sure.
They're not going anywhere.
Right. He is a, whether it's his fault or not, a microcosm of this season, though. Right? No one's doing this for Noah Brown because he didn't hold out or hold in and go through the whole shenanigans and have a press conference at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit. The whole offseason was about Terry McLaurin and the expectations of this team that they were carrying that they earned, quite frankly. It's good to have expectations because people expect you to be good. They're excited. You went to the NFC title game last year, and Terry was one of, probably you don't have to go too far for the reasons why. He was spectacular, had his career year for a team that did more than any Washington team had done in more than three decades. But he was the offseason story. Then when it doesn't go great, not even go great, when it goes as bad as it could possibly go, and you're not playing, you're not helping, regardless of whose fault it is, he's going to be kind of the poster child for that. Which, whether that's fair or not, that's the reality. And that comes with the expectation.
Grant and Danny on the fan. We'll give away Leonard Skinner tickets to somebody in 22 minutes ahead of the Beltway Blitz. Let's go to the phones. Elijah's in D.C. on G&D. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, Grant and Danny? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk about five, but I know we've moved on, man. I'm happy for my man, Terry. He's legit. And my dad told me this as a kid. He said, people only remember you from the last thing you've done, unfortunately. You could have done, whatever. But it's
so true.
For him to have an opportunity just to remind everybody what a legitimate one looks like, how on time was this offense? You know, and just to see them really operate on time that you just can't even quantify, like, how important having a number one bona fide guy, certain looks, just against one of the best defensive backs in the league, certain things he was able to do. You just kind of got to observe and say, Debo was able to play within his ability, what he was supposed to do. So you kind of just got to – you got to kind of pump the brakes on some things because we didn't get the best look. And
look
a few
at Ertz.
Weeks ago,
yeah.
Look at what Ertz was able to do. 10 for 100. He said after the game, basically had more operating space in the middle of the field than he's had all year long. And we've wondered. He's been much better lately, 40 yards in a bunch of games in a row. But this has not been last season, Zach Ertz, right away. 10 for 100. He's got more space. He's getting an ideal matchup against the nickel corner where he's too big, or against the linebacker where he's, you know, outrunning those guys or boxing them out and plastering them a little bit. Terry just changed everything in terms of the matchups that guys were getting. But you're right. It's just a really good reminder. As I said on the show yesterday, we've talked a bunch about who's the biggest injury this year other than Daniels, and I've had different answers at different points. There's only one answer, though. It's
McLaurin. McLaurin,
and it's not that close. Matt Manassas, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, did they so thoroughly win the negotiation with Terry that they put themselves in a position where they've got to do it again next year? Or is that, like you said, maybe next year is just the last year and he goes on? They won the negotiation too much so that, oh, we can get out of this real easy. But is it so easy that now they're sort of, if he has a great year, you're like, oh, we got to do this again?
It's an interesting question.
It's a great question. So they have an off-ramp after this year, talking about the team. They're under no obligation to cut him. They don't have to. They've got him for a fairly affordable deal, I would say, if he does have the kind of year that everybody's talking about at this moment, where you don't have to get rid of him. You would have some cap savings, but you would have a dead cap hit. You could retain him, and you know this wouldn't be a thing. We only talk about it as a team win because they have that out. They're not going to be sitting left there holding the bag, you would think. The worst it can be is maybe one more year of Terry McLaurin. It, you know, let's just say this happens again, not this coming year, but the year after. You go, oh, that's a bummer, but you'd be able to wash your hands of it. It's not one of those, they're counting down the days Steven Strasburg till they don't have to pay him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be on the team next year. Let's start there. There's right. way too much dead money otherwise, and there's no reason not to bring him back anyway. It's an $18 million cap hit next year, which for your top wide receivers, nothing. It's only a half million or so more than what he was against the cap this year. And the dead cap would be $42 million you'd have to spread out to do anything else. So he's on the team for 2026. The question is, the out in 2027, which they will take before his cap numbers are $34 and $39 million. At that point, there's $18 million in dead money that you can divvy up over a couple of seasons. You're going to probably eat some cash. I don't know what the penalty would be to trade him, but if he plays well next year, it might be very possible at 32 that somebody would trade him. The problem is going to be trying to trade that contract, because you'd essentially be trading like a two-year deal for what would be right around $73 million or something crazy like that. That's just hard to imagine being able to move at the receiver position. So you're probably going to have to cut, eat some money there, but you move on and you'll have another wide receiver one likely after that. But he's going to have to just show up and work next summer. Not to mention, you now know you can't play chicken with Adam Peters in this team, because they're not going to blink. So you saw what it got you this year, not the money that you wanted, and a worse season probably. You're doing that again?
Yeah, that's not something anyone willingly should sign up for.
I'd bet on a much better year for him next year, even though he'll be a year older. Double Play is next. We got those Leonard Skinner tickets at 4 o'clock. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Should remind everybody, Danny, that we're going to be in Reston at Craft House. We're excited about this. Friday from 2 to 6:30 for our field trip series. So 2 o'clock, 4.5 hours of radio, live from Craft House in Reston. Great menu, awesome bar, a lot of fun, good location, tons of listeners out there. So we will see you on Friday before we fly to Minnesota on Saturday. Come check us out, Craft House Reston.
I love those Craft House locations. Not Tyson's Corner, the Fairfax location. We've been to a couple different times. One at that Reston one as well. That's going to be a hoot. Let's do a little double play action, GP. What do you say? You into it? What would it take, honestly? What would it take, like, honestly? Hey, we can go around the room. Someone's like, you got to run a marathon this year. This coming year, you've got to run a marathon. But like, what would it take for you to say, you know what, I will do that. I agree to your terms.
26 miles?
Yeah, 26.2.
Losing 100 pounds?
But like money, like someone's going to promise you tens of millions or this house or whatever. Like
physically, I couldn't run a marathon.
Right, that's kind of my point.
If I could walk a marathon, you know, a lot of money would allow me to do that over many, many hours. But my interest is zero, and just physically, I couldn't hold up.
Right. Same here. I could not physically run a marathon. Could you imagine running more than a marathon? How about 50 kilometers or kilometers? Depends on how you pronounce it.
How many miles is that?
That's around 31.
No, I mean, again, there's less than zero interest.
Now imagine you have to stop at 9 different Taco Bell locations during the marathon. Could you do that? Probably not. What about if they added to that Taco Bell situation, you had to provide all the receipts at the end so they say that you did it, and at least one of the stops, you have to eat a couple of the heavier items, either a Supreme Nacho or a Chalupa. You can't just get away with like your regular basic old taco or something small at the Taco Bell. You've got to do one of the significant heavy Taco Bell items.
So I've heard of fantasy football losers having to do a Taco Bell mile or something, where you run a lap around the track, then you have to eat a couple Taco Bell items, then you have to do it again until you run your 4 laps in the mile and you feel like crap. So this is like that on steroids, to quote Ryan Clary.
The Burrito Supreme, I think, is one of the items you have to do. So my guy Mike Wardian, who I've gotten to know a little bit, I play pickleball with, he's in his 50s, but he is a world-class extreme athlete. Like, he'll do super marathons where it's like you wake up in the morning, you run until you go to sleep that night, and you camp out on the side of the road and you run some more. He's run a marathon on every continent.
He's like a guy that Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is interviewing for some reason.
Like, seriously. Like, this dude is superhuman as far as I'm concerned. He's great at everything he's ever done. He's incredible. And I've told him, and I've said this to him personally, I'll say it now on the radio, he's both the most inspiring and depressing person I've ever met. Like, you're like, wow, look at your accomplishments. I'm so inspired. And then I get depressed thinking I can never do any of the things that you do. I should just eat some Doritos and wait for the shadows to take me. He saw the original of these in Denver or somewhere in Colorado and said, why don't we bring it here to D.C.? And I think they had 1,000 people show up to this Taco Bell super marathon. And it got all sorts of coverage and blew up everywhere and did really well in freezing cold temperatures. But the Taco Bell super marathon, run by my guy, Mike Wardian, in the D.C. area.
That's wild.
Insane.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Time for my double play. The wife's been working hard at the house. Looks like we are almost completely decorated. Got the text that the tree is going up today. Against my better judgment, like most fights, I lose this one. I'm a live tree guy. Big live tree guy. But not the Paulson family. We are not a live tree family. We are a fake tree guy. And so we've got the fake tree growing up. I need to have just all the candles going so that I can smell what a live tree would provide in the household. But the wife has done a very nice job decorating. Everything is pretty much good to go here on December 2nd. Now, if I had my druthers, it'd be November 2nd. We're a little bit late as far as I'm concerned.
November 2nd.
But the wife is a wait till after Thanksgiving guy. That is not how I roll. But kudos to her. We are good to go. How about the Rouillets? What percentage of our holiday decorating is done?
Zero. That is a 0%.
Zero?
Yeah, we went Thanksgiving, which everyone should respect and honor, and not do anything before Thanksgiving. Then, because we were out of town, we came back. We basically had a handful of hours to put our life in order before school starts this week, and everybody had to go back to work and stuff like that. So we hadn't had a single chance to do any of those sorts of things.
So this weekend?
I'm hoping, but you and I are out of town, as you know. So like any of the pick up the heavy thing and move it over here, which is what I'm good at one thing, and that's pretty much it. I can pick something up, and I can put it where she says to put it.
Yes.
And that's it. Other than that, I'm in the way. I bother her.
I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Go up and get this out of the top of the garage.
Step and fetch. I got that.
Bring this down. Get the ladder out. Carry these crates in. There are lots of crates. We're looking for this or that. Mm-hmm. Is it in this bin? So we're still working on that.
Yep.
But I would say we are 90-ish percent complete.
Wow.
With our decorating. Even the exterior, some of the lights are up. Are you guys exterior light people?
Yeah. I don't quite go full Chevy Chase vacation and staple things to the gutters and stuff, but yeah, we got a few things.
What do you do?
Kind of the minimum to let you know that we know. Like, hey, it's we understand it's Christmas time. Here's some lights.
You're not paying to have someone come in and do a beautiful job?
No, we don't do any kind of big, massive thing. There are people in our neighborhood that do incredible showcases.
Well, they should.
And it's phenomenal. And it's awesome. And I'm like, good for you guys. That's great. We're not doing that.
So you're doing like a net over the bush.
Yeah.
Maybe like, a reindeer.
Like, remember Office Space? Office Space?
Of course.
When Jennifer Aniston's character, when she's like, I've got 15 pieces of flair on. He's like, what would you say about someone that does the bare minimum? When you want to do a little bit more to stand
out?
We do the bare minimum
not
to not get fined at Flingers or Tchotchkes, whichever one it is.
G&D on the fan. Let's go blitzing next. We'll give away those Leonard Skinner tickets as soon as we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.